Hi, I'm conductor Christopher Rowntree, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your gateway to news and classical music from Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Sabrina, and I'm 15 years old. You're listening to Kids Commune from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Sabrina, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day three of Nutcracker B-Sides Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Remember, the B-side of something is music that's a little less popular than perhaps the more famous hit or the A-side. As we've mentioned all week, though, pretty much everything in the Nutcracker is famous. We're just hearing perhaps slightly less famous pieces this week. Today we're going to hear two pieces that happened back-to-back. The first is The Nutcracker. Well, that's the name of the ballet. The Nutcracker is a gift given to Clara by her uncle. Now, a nutcracker is exactly what you would imagine. It's a device or a toy used for cracking the hard shells of nuts. But Clara's is shaped like a very cool-looking wooden soldier. She absolutely loves it and walks around cradling it like it's a little doll. So that's the first thing we'll hear. After that, we'll hear music for a big tradition at German parties in Tchaikovsky's time called the Grandfather Dance. Something funny about the grandfather dance. It was also known as the sweep-out dance because historically it was usually used as the last piece played at a wedding before telling everybody to get out. So normally when you hear this piece of music, it means great party, go home. Although it is not the last thing you hear, of course, and the Nutcracker will have the grandfather dance and the party will continue on, as will the ballet. So again, performed by Richard Bonning with the National Philharmonic Orchestra, Clara will meet her lovely nutcracker and dance around with it, and then Clara, family, and friends will all dance the grandfather dance.
Thank you.
So Clara gets a wonderful nutcracker. Everybody dances the grandfather dance. The party's over. Richard Bonning conducted the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, after all of the partygoers leave, the ballet is just getting started because mysterious circumstances lead Clara's nutcracker to turn magically into a real prince, and he takes her away to visit his home, the Land of Sweets. We'll hear some music from that journey tomorrow. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.